USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling sex assault allegations against the nation's newest Supreme Court justice pure fabrications.
They fabricated stories about him to make him look as bad as possible. They're fabrications. Had no bearing in truth. And it was really very difficult.
Speaking there in an interview with Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro, Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmed yesterday by a narrow margin in the Senate and later was sworn in as High Court Justice while outside the Supreme Court building. Loud demonstrations continued by people against Kavanaugh becoming a justice. A tropical storm off Central America will impact Mexico, Cuba, and then the U.S. Gulf Coast. According to the National Hurricane Center, Tropical Storm Michael could reach the Gulf Coast by Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says he plans to bolster that state's abortion laws so women there can be protected no matter what the Supreme Court decides to do. The Democrat says it needs to codify Roe v. Wade, and he's promising if he's reelected, he would pass a new law within the first 30 days of the new legislative session in January. The Chicago community reacts after a former city police officer was found guilty of second-degree murder. Jason Van Dyke, who's white, convicted for the shooting death of a black teen, Laquan McDonald, who Van Dyke shot 16 times in 2014. Van Dyke also convicted of over a dozen other counts. Chicago's 45th Ward Alderman, John Arena.
I think this shows that there are nobody's above the law. People have to be held accountable regardless of what your station is, what your job is in our city.
There were demonstrations after the verdict came in, but they were in support of the jury's findings and stayed peaceful. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo now in South Korea after meeting earlier today in North Korea with leader Kim Jong-un. Pompeo continues to follow up on President Trump's Singapore summit earlier this year, during which the North pledged to work towards denuclearization. Pompeo posting a photo of himself with Kim on Twitter, writing that progress continues to be made. An NFLer's flash of an obscene gesture leads to his suspension for the rest of the season, though the injury that led to the incident has also sidelined him anyway. Seattle Seahawks safety Earl Thomas also being fined over $13,000 by the league for sticking up his middle finger at those in the crowd who booed him as he was being carted off the field last Sunday in Arizona after breaking his leg. Thomas has been in a contract dispute with the team, and that injury and his behavior may hurt his value in free agency. An Oscar-nominated actress reportedly in negotiations to portray a living doll. Reports are actress Margot Robbie, Mattel Toys, and Warner Brothers are joining forces to produce a Barbie movie. Robbie would also produce the film through her Lucky Chap production company. The Australian-born star earning a Best Actress Oscar nomination when she played ice skater Tanya Harding in the movie I, Tanya.
You need to see a wholesome American family.
I don't have a wholesome American family.
For USA Radio News.